Howdy everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. We've got now a 2-hour video, and this is the video itself. Complete detailed trading analysis for March 15th and 16th, that's going into today, out of the Dukas Copy servers. Essentially, I go over in three sections, the first being stock indices, commodity, including Bitcoin and some other ones in full detail. And then we move into this section here, which focuses on equity. And the last part we focus on is the Forex. So here when I say equity, it's not stock. We are referring to all the assets or instruments that are available in the world of equity provided by Dukas Copy, and it's usually ETFs and indices throughout the world, with the exception, for some reason, Canada and Australia, but includes even Mexico and Brazil, as well as various sectors of the US. So it's pretty good coverage. Here we cover oil and, as I said, Bitcoin and all the different indicators are available and how to use them. Now this comes from a video that I just made for my members under the analytics dashboard, and in there you will find video tutorials and the latest video set of tutorials that are consolidated into one message here, one page, on the overall how to use the indicators in detail, and that's available for my members. And this, what I'm about to show you, is a sampling of what's available and how to analyze it as a human, but the ultimate goal is to automate it, because you can see the amount of time it takes to go through at a very high and quick level. It takes 2 hours, and it's just under 100 total instruments, so you can imagine the amount of time. But it's pretty good walkthrough, but there's more to come, including patterns, which is going to make a huge difference. But I'm putting a lot of reliance on moving averages to calculate bottoming processes and that sort of thing. So hopefully you like the video, and if you got questions, just get in touch with me on the social media or however else. I'll talk to you later. Hello everybody, Brian from quantlabs.net. Today I'm going to try to do a complete analysis of the results from this trend analysis or trend following system I've worked on for the last couple of weeks. Just so you know, if you're a member of mine, either in the quant or analytics under the dashboard analytics, you will find a new posting here on introducing you and walking you through a set of tutorial videos on how all these charts and files that I've got the system to generate and how they work. So in this particular video, I am going to show you basically a complete analysis for all the different major asset classes. So before we begin, if you're new and want to get access to this, I will be marketing this. Two different types of services: the analytics dashboard, which will generate the kind of charts that I'm able to do in this video. That's why I'm doing this video, making it publicly available. Also behind my paywall will be this tutorial, tutorials on how to work through these charts and how they mean, because it's a full set of tutorial stuff, and there's more stuff to come, but it's just to kind of get you started. Okay, before we begin, just want to let you know that there's three asset classes. There's commodity, equity, and then the Forex itself. All the data I just downloaded over the last 2 hours, so it's fairly fresh. Today is a sampling of this total run, March 15th. And for now, I'm going to start with the commodity. And then I'll go through the ranking files for both the commodity, equity, and Forex pairs to show you a comparison of the executive summary, I guess you could call it. So first off, as I said, I'm going to go through the commodity. I'm not going to show you the portfolio stuff because I think it's already pretty overwhelming as it is. So I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet. Well, it won't be sweet. I expect this to be quite a long file or video. So the first thing we need to do is to look at the Excel spreadsheets that my system can generate. Here we're able to generate all the portfolio optimization for all the different combinations. But generally you want to look at the overall portfolio ranking, or the ranking of the assets that I have access to through the Dukas Copy JForex platform. So here we have 8 different assets in the commodity field, I guess. We rank it by slope, moving average, positive returns, and overall results. So here we have the Brent oil, Bitcoin, copper, silver, gold, gas, treasury, and junk of all things. And we're going to sort it either by slope or results. So if I do that, which I've shown many times in previous videos, let me make sure I always mess this up. So we want to do descending, and I believe we should do F for now. So this is nowhere close to what I was hoping, but if I was to look at an order of importance, definitely Bitcoin, the treasury, the Brent, then copper. Oddly enough, the gold has fallen off, which was as of Friday, was up there. Now, again, this is just day charts trending that we're looking at. Now, the next category I want to look at is the equity. So we'll do the same thing. Look at that one file just to get a comparison of the expected performance. And there's a lot of assets here. It's about just under 40 from all over the different parts of what Dukas Copy gives access. So once again, we're going to look at the same file equivalent. This right here. Nope. Want the XLS. So where is it? Okay, here we go. Is this it? Yeah. So we want this one. Now, we'll go through each chart. We'll start with a daily chart and then see if it's worthwhile. So looking at this process here, doing another sort on column C for the results, and then descending. So the order of interest I'm looking at is the Japanese index, US top 30, Deutsche top 30, and then the US tech, which has fallen off. Okay, that's the order of interest, but doesn't mean I'll definitely trade that. Now the last one is, as you can see here, when you compare the overall results, you can see the Japanese the results are fairly comparable with the Japanese, followed by the US. Bitcoin's a little strange, as I've explained in that tutorial posting I just shown. The results are really skewed high because of the exceptional run that they had last year in 2017. Now, let me show you the overall Forex. So moving up to the Forex. Okay. So once again, I'll sort by kind. Okay, so we want this one in the pair ranking. Now, the first thing we need to identify, so we're going to sort on column F. As I said before, this can all be automated, just showing you manually how this gets done. Now again, this data is fairly recent, but you can see here the top five pairs. But first, look at the results. Compare that to either the stock, the equity, where the result is quite much higher. That's because of the return potential and the volatility, and the momentum is much stronger than in this 4X pair here. And that's the strongest one. So again, the order is Euro, Hong Kong dollar, Euro, Swiss, Kroner, and then followed by the Euro Canadian and British Canadian. But you can see, I think to verify this is quite correct, because as Trump becomes more protectionist, fewer people are wanting to put money into the US dollar. So that is a trend to understand. Okay, so let's do the first section and go chart by chart in the commodities. So what I'll do is we'll keep that one open for the commodity. So we'll keep that open. Okay, so we only have 9 assets to go through. So what I'm looking for are the trend lines for the overall trend, daily trend. And I'm going to look for certain things. I'll go by the alphabetical order. So the first thing we'll look at are the daily underscore D under the trend here. Let me just clear out all these open charts that I've... Okay, so we've got the Brent. Now, I'm not sure how recent this is, because this is the most recent data off of a trading account, demo account. So these are as close as I can get to real live market data, but sometimes this kind of looks funny. This price just does not look right for a daily. But it looks oil, looks like it has a potential of moving. So let me make a note here. Yeah, I'll just do this in the Sublime. So I'm going to keep a running list of what looks good. Okay, so I'm interested in the Brent commodity. So we have that. That looks pretty strong for the oil, this kind of run-up. That's not bad. But if I was to look at the four-hour trend, what do we have? So it has run up, and now it's come back down. So this is something to watch. Now just keep it of interest. So let me just mark this off and classify it as that. I'm doing this all manually on purpose. I can hopefully one day automate this. So, looks pretty interesting. But the trend line, now if I was to look at the Fibonacci, oops. So if I look at the Fibonacci day, it looks undervalued there. Fibonacci 4-hour, it's right in the zone that I want, so the value looks good. So I'll just mark that as fib. That's what the fibs are telling me, the fib retracement. Now, again, you'll be able to watch that due to the tutorial page I showed you for all my members right here. So you'll be able to get more detail on how this works. So the 4-hour Fibonacci is right perfectly where I want it to be. Now, again, for entry potential, I could use this line or this line, just under 69 or 70 as potential entry points. And then look at some other, like moving average is one I can run. Actually, if I use the signal, it's all down, but the one to watch in this case would probably be the moving average. So the one we want to watch is the red is, let me just see if I can remember this. Where's my, let's see. Here we go. So this is what I want. So for the moving averages, I've taught in that video, one of them. Because the Fibonacci looks really good. But here we can determine a potential entry ignoring this line, as I hinted. But the moving average 50 has crossed, which tells you that it is going into a downtrend, and that's been confirmed. As these get wider, the green, which is MA20, MA50, and it gets wider, that means the downtrend is continuing. As they start to tighten, that means we can expect the it's hinting towards that it's starting to tighten. And then we can watch the cross, the reverse cross, to confirm a potential entry. So that's looking good, but that's what we're going to have to look for day by day, that sort of thing. Okay, so that's what we got to look out for Brent. Okay, let's move on to the next one. So we have Bitcoin, which is the most volatile, with the strongest trend, or did last year. But when you look at the downtrend, it's just getting clobbered. Well, let's see if I can see anything in this two-line trend. Doesn't say a whole lot. So it's now going into possibly a consolidation or range-bound mode. But again, we can use the moving averages to determine that. So if you move into the before I forget, with the Brent oil, we always need to further confirm through the signal chart. So here's our signal chart. We can see we have a downtrend right now on the selling. So that's the trend that's going down. But again, we can use those moving averages to determine on the momentum. And if we start to see more buy signals, then we know. But here, we're not quite there. But again, coming back to this on the hourly, there's some hints of buying. But it's really that moving average that determines everything. But you can see it's just on that verge on the hourly. But I think we may need to give it some time on the 4-hour to really determine where that goes. Okay, let's go back to Bitcoin. The Bitcoin 4-hour trend. It's just a downtrend. It's just going into this range bound that I'm just going to move on to the next one. Bitcoin's not looking good. There's always better opportunities. Oil looks much better than Bitcoin. Back to the Bitcoin. So let's look at the trend for the copper here. Copper, always remember, is a base metal in the industrial. So if the economy as it is slowing down, which it is trending down, there's more downward momentum than support. So I'm not buying into this. So if I look at the signals, yeah, there's just way too many selling going on. But again, the moving average can be your friend here, where the green is higher, so it is showing some momentum on the 4 hour of potential upward. But again, this is where I really need to see the patterns to identify what could happen after the patterns finish its formation. Okay, so copper's interesting. That could bounce back, but it really is driven by that. That's looking okay. But it's tough to say. But if I looked at the hourly for the copper, the moving averages, again, just that downtrend, and the signals are telling you, yeah, that's just too much down pressure, but it may come back, who knows? So let's move on to the next one. So gas is a seasonal play. Right now, as I said, we are coming out of season for gas, so wouldn't be surprised that that will have an overall downtrend, more recent, just range bound. That's not going anywhere. Not really interested in it. Okay, let's look at the junk bond. This might be an interesting one. Now, the reason this is going up is because there's virtually no yield out there. And if you looked at this, it's quite volatile. So if I look at the 4 hour, yeah, it just dropped off like a rock. It's hitting resistance. So let's see the signaling. Yeah, there's a lot of selling recently. And what's the moving average telling us? Yeah, it's definitely in a downtrend. Let these two widen, see where it goes. So the 50 is higher than the 20, which definitely indicates a downtrend. All right, so let's move on. Treasury. Let's see where this goes. Trend line. This is a good one. Yeah, it's somewhat volatile, but is trending up. Okay. The signal's telling us lots of good upward plays there. Let's do the 4 hour. Now it's in a downtrend. Signaling's probably more sell. Yeah, stay away. But it's related. Not how the markets are doing, but we'll take a look at that in a little bit. XAG, which is silver against the US dollar. Let's see how the trend line is doing. And it's coming off a potential bottom. This is the interesting part. If the markets are in a downtrend, this may start to come back. So let's check out the 4 hour. Yeah, it's definitely on an upswing. There may be some buying. Again, Let's check out. I always forget about the fib. Okay, let's check out the fib, see where we're at here. Right, it's a time to buy. It's above, but if we set this price here as our entry point, that might be a time to go in, potentially. But we need to make sure that we have the momentum going our way. So what does the moving average tell us? It's in a downtrend. It is higher. So that would indicate quite possibly we may have a, see, a red is higher than the green. Not a good sign. But again, when you look at the crosses here, the green's higher than the red. So we do have a buying, and that was clearly what happened here. That's why I like to rely on the moving averages. You might be able to take advantage of some intraday on the so let's check out the trend here. See, it's come back. See what the moving average. So yes, maybe a little bit of a price movement, 16.5 to 16.6. Pennies to be traded, but that may be something. See what the moving average. Oh yes, that's a definite potential buying opportunity right there, because see how wide our green is over the red. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the pricing line? Yeah, it's the pricing line. But definitely we have the 20 higher than the 50. So that's a buy signal right there. And we have, so we've got a bunch of buy signals in there already. Let's look at the Fibonacci. Oh, it's perfect. Perfect timing. If you want an intraday, try it. But again, remember that this is trending down on the 4 hour. So again, this is where we need to determine, because it's bouncing off of the resistance. So that's where the patterns would really help out. But the moving average to say yes on that. Okay, so let's take a look at gold. Gold is kind of going into a weird situation where there's more resistance, less support. Let's see how our signals are doing. See, again, it had a nice little run up. A nice little run up. But let's see how our fibs are looking. So for the last month, or since January 23rd, it's gone into a down turn. Let's see if there's any intraday opportunities here. Okay, we have 4 hour. Again, I think this is one we looked at. See the daily. Has a slight upward trend. But it's starting to lower, the lows are starting to be higher, which is good. So let's see what the signals, the daily signals are telling us. Yeah, you're going to have the classic buy and dip, buy, dip, and then buy, sell, buy. Very tough one to trade, but let's see on the hourly, probably similar to silver. Let's see here. These are the hourly. So again, 1310 to 1330. Let's see what the fibs are saying. It's priced nicely, but let's check out the 4 hour fib. I would say it's slightly overpriced, but it's at that point. But here's the problem with gold. is it's just, it's trending up, but it's dependent upon what the markets are saying. So they are definitely correlated between the, let's say, the S&P, but we'll be able to check that. Okay, so that's pretty well all the commodities. So the next one we should look at is probably the stock the equity, because they are tied in together. Now, I'm new at the equities, so I cannot tell you all of them. So I'll have to load up my trusty Google to tell me what these are that I'm looking at, because this is my first time doing it and there's so many of these. So I know that's Spain. No, we want to alphabetize. Now, before I get into this, if you're in Europe or interested in European stocks, we have here Deutsche, which is Germany, France, and we have Spain as well. I think Switzerland's in there as well. I don't have access to Switzerland. But Spain, France, Germany, indexes, and Great Britain, I know we have. Just trying to figure out what other ones we have. Lots of US. And, okay. So for the European, we can definitely look at the German, French, and Spanish. But if you have access to this, go to the dashboard, go under video tutorials. In here, here we have the European economic snapshot analysis. So this will give you market by market, country by country in the euro, sector by sector on the strength. So we have that available. And because you're able to go into greater detail, that looks like we can involve Europe, France, Germany, and for now, the UK, because that's part of the EU. But that will no longer be the case come March 2019, but hopefully I'll have a better data source using Trading Economics and have that implemented by then. Okay, so let's go in line by line. So we have the CME. Actually, I might do this, might be faster. I'll load up my JForex platform. Okay, so I know we have the CME group. Now, this is a stock or a binary option. This is just to show the overall strength of the company of the CME. So if we look at the trend line, if it's not looking, yeah, it's up. So if I look at the 4 hour, it's okay. But again, let's check out the trend here, because we want to know where our priority is. And we, as I shown earlier, this pair ranking will definitely help you out in that. As I said, we already did this, so we know that the top three, let's say, are Japanese index, USA top 30, the Deutsche Bank, but the one that's doing okay is the LSE. So those are the ones that we could probably put a priority on. So the CME looks okay. 4 hour trends, and I just like looking. Yeah, see, it's kind of going into this range bound, so I'm not all that interested. DBE1, that's euro. Let's see what that is, so we can quickly find out what this instrument is according to this Dukas copy. Okay, let's load it up. Okay, so that was DB. So DB is Deutsche Börse. So that is the Deutsche Börse, and then we have the Germany 30. So which one of those has a better, stronger tenant? So it's the Deutsche Index. Okay. Let's see how that's doing. The trend line on the daily. That's nice. 4 hour. That's pretty strong, actually, this kind of move. Let's see how it is in the Fibonacci world. That's a bit way overpriced. Overvalued, I should say. Let's see. Overvalued. Might not be the strongest one to go after, but it looks good. But it might hit its peak. All right, so let's move on to the one of interest. This is the Deutsche Index. So, trend, daily, looks good. But here, most recent is that dip right there. So it's going on in the 4 hour. Yes. So it's coming off of 36,000 or 13,000. Roughly 600 down to 13.2. And again, we could look at those further charts fundamentally that I showed you if you have access, you're paying access through this economic snapshot analysis. Okay, looks good. Let's see how our Fibonacci is priced right historically on the 4 hour. Fibonacci historically, the daily, yeah, right there it's overpriced. I don't know why this stops, but okay. Hopefully this is a demo account, so that will get fixed when we go live. But it's interesting to look at highly valued price. Let's see what the moving averages say on the 4 hour. So we did have a sell opportunity. It's still going through a sell. Time to watch this, but it's fairly historically, it's not so wide on the downside. Those moving averages may work. Let's see the signaling. 4 hour. See, yeah, it's been more recently selling. But the moving averages among, if once again, the patterns should determine what will be happening here moving forward. But the moving average says we are still in a downtrend because the 50 is higher than the 20. Okay. So I believe this is a Dow Jones Industrial Average. Let me just confirm that. DIA. Spider Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's an ETF. Okay. The trend line, wow, it's very strong here. Very nice. Let's check out the moving average. Sorry, the trend line here. Oh, it came off, but let's check out the Fibonacci's. Okay, so the Fibonacci means it's overpriced historically, which you would expect, but if we know that we should have upward potential, something I don't know if I'd want to take on, historically has come down. I think we need to, the story would be this. I would expect the Dow Jones Industrial Average to come down in value back into the zone I want here. Okay. And then once it hits that, and we still have a downtrend or the moving averages tighten, because we definitely have a long-term uptrend. It has come down, but this may be a opportunity. But we can check and verify that with the 1 hourly. So with the hourly, see, it is going down. It has, looks like it has stabilized somehow. It's a signal telling more sell signals. So it's a 4 hour signaling telling us, yeah, so it's been a recent sell off. Let's see what the hourly moving average is telling us. Definitely a long term, but it is, I don't know what to say here, because it may come back. But like I said, on the trend line, sorry, on the Fibonacci retracement, the hourly, if that price comes further down into the zone, I that would be something I'd be potentially interested in. Okay, so we are now looking at EEM, which is EEM, iShares Emerging Markets. So this could be an interesting one, because this is where all the Bloomberg folks are saying this is where the growth will be. Let's check out the daily trend line. Okay, this is lots of growth, more momentum towards the support, which is good. That could mean it's a breakout. Lots of green there for buying. See the trend line for the, it has come off, so that's going to affect our Fibonacci. It's dipping down, it's still overvalued. It's close historically to where you may want to go. See the trend line on the moving average, 4 hour. So, dangerous, because right now we could be losing momentum right here as the 20 starts to go below the 50, which would confirm a downtrend. See the hourly signals, more sell. Yeah. The 50 is starting to get higher than the 20. It is below the trend. That would be an interesting one. But again, we'd have to watch the moving average on the 4 hour, see where this will take us. Because we are not quite in a full downtrend, but if this 20, the green, starts to get wider, then we know for sure that it is in a solid downtrend. If it stays tight with a 50 and 20, it will mean it's gonna go range bound. But once we know the 20 looks solidly to stay in the above the 50, then that is confirming an uptrend of some kind. So if we look at the signaling there, what's it telling us? See, we're starting to see some selling lately, but there's, as I said, there's more sells. So that's the story with that for the emerging markets and that ETF. So EFA, MSA, EAFE ETF, and that exactly is EAFE ETF. E is an exchange traded on non-US stock. Let's see what the holdings are in this puppy. Total return benchmark. Asset class, okay, it's an equity. Holdings, here we go. Okay, so these are European-based holdings with some Japanese as well. I don't see any U.S. So it's a European/Asian fund. Let's see how the momentum's looking on this guy. EFAE. Starting to go down, and that's more recent too. And the trend line on this, yeah, not looking good. So I'd stay clear of this one. Yeah. Sorry, no, we wanted the signaling. Yes, not looking good. Average, once again, looks like we are confirming to go into a downtrend. But even if I was to look at the moving average on the long term, on the daily, the 200, yeah, it's still quite far off. Okay, so I don't like this one. EMB. So this one is EMB Morgan USD Emerging Stock Bond. So these are US dollar emerging market bond. See how the emerging market bond are doing. Okay, so it's looking up. Looks like it's moving, trending up. This could be a nice defensive play. It's the daily moving average telling us. Still high. It's not quite, the divergence is not quite there between the 20 and 50. Okay, so we're starting to see some nice buy opportunity there. Okay, let's see the 4 hour. It's hitting a low resistance, but it's trending down. Yeah, so it's trending down here. What's the signaling? Yeah, interesting, but you'd have to watch this. But what's the Fibonacci telling us? It's undervalued. I think, again, as you probably know by now, to watch this moving average on the 4 hour, see if this comes back, and this may be an interesting one, but definitely nothing to brag about. So let's check out Spanish index. Trend was strong, but it's flattening. Yep, more selling. I don't know if it's worthwhile to even look at this. Yeah, I wouldn't even be bothering with this one. EUS. This is the stocks 50. Euro top 50. Euro top 50. EUS. This has traditionally been strong. Came off, bouncing back, going into range bound again. Yeah, it's in a slight downtrend. Yeesh, way overvalued. That's going to get slaughtered, I bet. Pretty bad. Yes, we've looked at that. And the buying, the signaling. Yes, there's more sell, and that's on a daily. It's the 4 hour signaling telling us. Yes. Not good. So EWJ. So this is Japan ETF iShares. Okay, EWJ, 4 hour daily. Nice strong again, looking good there. More momentum towards support. Bet you, yeah, more, lots of buys. Moving average, looking good. I just had a recent cross. Not bad, not bad at all. This might be a nice defensive play. Fibonacci's telling us it is way overpriced. The 4 hour, it's coming off. What do you know? Starting to go into selling. It's a moving average. Yes, you can see that downtrend here. And yes, it's starting to come off. I bet you it's a lot of it has to do with it. It's just too overvalued. But as a nice long trend, it might be hitting its peak. Okay, EWW. We have here EWW. Mexico capped iShares. Who knew we even had Mexico? EWW. We have an upcoming election, and the NAFTA may not be helping Mexico. Continuing along with the EWW 4-hour, this looks kind of weird. 4-hour looks okay. Coming off, the trend looks alrighty. The signaling looks pretty good. The moving average, again, 4-hour chart, where the 20 is crossing, or the 50 is going to maybe, well, it looks like it's going to cross. So that would be maybe a shorting opportunity for the 4-hour, but the daily chart looks kind of screwed up. As you can see here, it's just something's messed up. They must have added this recently or something. I don't know. Okay, so moving on to the EWZ. So we have EWZ, which is the Brazil capped. Interesting. So we even have Brazil here. Let's see how Brazil's doing. Okay. That's looking really good for the last little bit, 100 days. That's really strong, actually. So, wow, that's a solid green 4-hour. Still continues, a little coming off the top there. How's our moving average? Yeah, it's coming back down, but that may be still... Hopefully, how's the pricing on the Fib? Little, it's quite overvalued. That might be the reason, as I said, might be coming off. So we have the signaling. This look one looks pretty good. But once again, if this comes back into our golden triangle, or it was called golden zone or whatever, this right here, that's a time to get in. If it goes below this 44 and a little bit, if we have the momentum, or if it literally bounces off this, that might be a nice buying opportunity. I've heard good things about Brazil. Okay, the next is France. This may be, who knows. This is the French index. Now it's going into definitely a range bound. Had the momentum. See the 4-hour. It's definitely not looking good. With the moving averages here. Yeah. 20s, the 50 has just recently crossed. So who knows. Let's see the signaling here. Oh yeah. Lots of selling, something I would rather not be interested to deal with. It's a Great Britain index. So it's coming up, not as strong, but still trending up. Now it's starting to hit some selling. 4-hour. Yeah, I don't like that. Okay, moving on. IBB. So IBB is IBB is NASDAQ Biotech. So we're starting to hit some US sectors. IBB Biotech. This could be an interesting one. Starting to shoot back up. This could be a defensive play if the markets do turn. And the signaling. Yeah, lots of recent buying, 4 hour trend. Still looking good, even though it's come back. Let's see what the Fibonacci's are saying. Overpriced. Moving averages. They're starting to move towards each other, converging between the 20 and the 50. It's still, but that's not screaming buy it low. Okay, so we have IJR. So which one's that? IJR. IJR. So that's going to be core small cap S&P ETF. Again, you can tell it's iShares. 4 hour trend daily. Not as strong. Let's see the 4 hour. It's not, the moves are not, only $2, not much to get excited about there. The IVE. IVE, what are we looking at here? IVE. Okay, so S&P 500 value ETF. Probably more defensive. Value based. Okay, trend line. Yeah, not that strong. These may be interesting as the markets go down. They're not that dive, but I wouldn't be surprised if the 50 catches up to the 20 and you'll start to see a downtrend. Let's see if that's the case here. Definitely, we just got that. The 50 has crossed. Not a good one. Okay, so we have the IVE, IVW. IVW. So we have S&P growth. This might not be another good one. So definitely right here, the trend's looking pretty good. IV growth. Lots of buys for sure. The trend continues, as you can see here, it just crossed once, but it's had a nice, and it's gone quite up quite significantly. Okay, so let's check out what's going on in the 4 hour. Nice straight, but it is coming off. Let's see what the signaling's saying. Ooh, this could be an interesting one. Yeah, again, if that crosses the 50, it may be in trouble. 1 hour, let's see what the 1 hour moving average is telling us. It looks like it's just on the verge of doing that. So, I bet you this is overvalued too. Fibonacci. If the momentum's not there, it's not really worthwhile. It's overvalued. And again, in order for the momentum to continue, there has to be just that momentum. But we'll be able to look at that in the SPY in a minute as an example. The Dow Jones was an interesting one. It looked like it had some momentum behind it. So this one I'm not too sure on what to do. I'd probably hold off. IWM. So IWM, is that the growth still? Okay, so IWM is the Russell 2000 ETF. WM Daily. Oops. Nope, that was the one we wanted. Wow, that's a very strong trend, and it's approaching the support. Let's see what's happening in the... It's coming off a little bit. Again, I bet you, let's look at the... Again, a lot of these are overvalued. Historically, trend line. These might be starting to lose its momentum. Signal is saying yes to that as well. Moving average, here we go. Just crossed. So there is a downside taking place. Let's see what the moving average is on the long term. They're getting close. But I think the 4 hour is the interesting one to watch. But once again, the hourly will confirm that. Yeah, it's already going to start going into a downtrend. Yeah, looks like we have came back a little bit, going back down. All right, so IYR, so that is iShares Real Estate. Interesting, let's see how it's doing. This would be a typical real estate play, or sorry, defensive. It's coming off. All right, so let's see the signaling, more selling, the 4 hour. Nah, downtrend, boom, get out. Japan might be one that was our best one for the equity. If you remember here. Yes, you can see this was number one. So this is what we're going to look at right now. Japanese trend line. Strong, staying strong. The momentum's still there. Buying still going on. Moving average. As I said, we can tell it's starting to tighten, but it's still higher. The 20 day is still higher. There's still some opportunity there. It's definitely coming down. Might be because of the US markets are filtering into that. Selling start to happen. Moving averages. Yeah, definitely there was a cross a while back, and now you can see here something dangerous is happening. When you start to see the 200 day cross that 20 day, but it's really this one. This could be in deep doo-doo if that happens. Yeah, definitely more signaling for selling. Looks like things are starting to come off. And of course, they're moving average. The LSE was a surprise as well. Strong right there. Going range bound, quite possibly. No, it's still moving average is starting to pick up, but it's pretty wide, but more buying. This looks good. It's not too bad, but is it overpriced? Definitely. We have a situation where everything is definitely overpriced. Even on the daily, it's way overpriced. It's got to be better opportunities out there to do the buy low. Okay, so we're starting to see the granddaddy of them all, the SPY on the overall U.S. markets, equivalent to the closest to the, probably the S&P. We did have a nice strong trend. Oops. Has continued, momentum's continuing. It's coming off. Signaling is not looking good. It's more at the, what's our moving average telling us? Just starting to touch. It may go into a downtrend. Once that happens, we are confirmed once again. Let's check out the, let's check out the monthly moving average hourly. So it did take place. It is, looks like it is confirming a quite potential down, so on the hourly there's been a lot of selling. That's probably in the last day. Fibonacci starting to get knocked down. That's an interesting one, but I think the granddaddy is starting to get tired looking. So now the other one that has been doing fairly well is this USA top 30, surprisingly, but it's just the momentum of it's been getting fairly strong, but it's starting to dip here. Still hanging on. Actually, it's gained a little bit of momentum. It's diverged the 20 and 30. And let's see the Fibonacci. Still overpriced historically. Let's see what the trend line is for this. It's starting to dip. Broke the resistance on the 4-hourly. More selling. So this may go into a potential of selling. Ooh, just getting there. What's the 1 hour telling us? Oh, yes. Just crossed and it's been down, 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 crossing again, and I bet you it's gonna probably continue down. Yeah, it's somewhat stabilized, but this is where the patterns come in. Once we can get those puppies finished, we can really know what's going on the hourly basis. Has definitely gotten knocked down. What's the fib on the 4 hour? Starting to come down a little bit. The question is if there's enough momentum to keep it going. Okay, so now we are doing, I believe, the standard. Not quite, but it's the 500 of the US. Let's see what we got here. US 500 index. So I don't know if that's to say that's the equivalent of the S spider. Okay, so let's check out the trend line. See, it's starting to tighten and it's breaking through that resistance. So that to me is confirming that. Let me just do another historical. So when you look at the overall trends, it's just starting, the resistance is starting to catch up to the support, so it's definitely slowing down. Let's see what the hourly is telling, 4 hours telling us. Definitely coming off. The signaling is what, boom, they're starting to come into the selling, moving average. Again, we're just close to that point where the 50 will cross the 20 at some point. Let's see how. See, it did cross here. Or sorry, it did dip a bit. And then just start. But we haven't seen that in quite a while. I gotta get these dates fixed. Hourly moving average as well. It is going into a down And again, it may start to go down again as of tomorrow, but you can look at the futures market to confirm that. Okay, technology are the main drivers of the S&P. This will determine the over long-term momentum moving forward, I would imagine. So it is breaking through, not good. The signaling, there's no sell signals yet. Is there any sell signals at all on the hourly? Yes, there's been quite a few in the last few days. Moving averages, a definite downtrend and another downtrend again, which is in line with the how's their value overall on the daily Fib. Again, these are overpriced. Still overpriced. I don't know. I think we are coming to an end, and confirmation is not too hard to do. So we have VEA, I think this is a Vanguard ETF, VEA Vanguard Development Markets. These are for the FTSE British Developed Markets. I'm just very curious on that. FTSE Develop Markets. Let's get some information on these guys. So here we are, holdings: Royal Dutch, Nestle, Samsung, HSBC, Novartis. Looks like it's mostly European. For developed markets, these are probably the top performers that they're thinking. I don't know if this includes the US. Yeah, it's been flatlined, not doing too good. We're not going to go very far with that. But let's see what the moving average is telling us. Interesting how we have very, looks like we can't do a 4 hour early for this. There's no moving average. Anyways, I'm gonna move on. Didn't look too good anyways. Trendline, XLF down, not good. This is Financial Select Spider. This is the financial market. They said this was down, but mostly selling. This thing's been definitely been beaten down. What's the moving average tell us? Still I'm sorry, that's the hourly XLF. Been a nice move. I've heard that the financials were coming back with a vengeance. So you see, I kind of colorblind here. So there's our red. So it's sort of in a downtrend, but it just suddenly shot up. Let's check out the 4 hour. Starting to come back down, the signaling. A couple of sales there. Well, again, seen time and time again that once that 50 crosses the 20, We are definitely in a confirmed downtrend, but that's a strange one. Still overpriced. So that's the XLF Financial, XLI. We'll eventually get to know these. Industrial sector. Now, another thing I forgot to mention was in here, if you keep going in the tutorials, you'll find I'm able to do a US economy snapshot and showing how the economy looks, and I can do it by sector as well. Yeah, and I forgot we also have our volatility analysis as well, but this is quite old. Okay, so we are looking at XLI, which was industrial. Another upswing, very strong. Lots of buys there. Moving average. Looking good. They just crossed, and that may be a breakout opportunity. Now it's back down. That looked good for a little bit there. Well, it's not a definite killing yet of sell signals. Let's see what the moving averages got. Could be trending down, who knows? But that moving average is starting to come back up. And we need to watch that very closely if the decline accelerates in the 200, really kind of catches up much faster, then yeah, this sector is not going to be a pretty one, and that will be driven by the reaction, if it happens, the reaction to tariffs. I did look at that. Okay. So the Fibonacci, wow, these are overpriced. I hate to say it. Yeah, majorly overpriced. XLK. Technology. It'd be similar to the FANGs or tech, USA Tech. So this is XLP we're looking at. Oh, sorry. Consumer staples select sector spider. This may be slowing down. So we are looking for XLP trend signaling. Daily's not looking good. It's been a little peak back here. Then it goes into a range bound and then just sell. Doesn't look healthy. Again, it's getting slaughtered. The valley's looking okay. What's the moving average is telling us? Hasn't quite caught up yet. Let's see the 4 hour. Yep. They're just touching. Getting more selling at the end there. Somehow it's overpriced. The daily says otherwise. Okay, so that's XLU now. XLU. That will be XLU utilities. So these might look okay. A good time to get in would be now because these are good defensive plays as the. See, it's been clobbered pretty good, but it's starting to range bound, so it's definitely looks like it's bottomed out. less selling, so it seems to be stabilizing. Very nice, undervalued. Let's check out the trend line. Actually, we didn't even look at the daily moving average. Daily moving average. Where are you? Doesn't look like we got daily moving average captured. Strange. We have a day. Oh, so we want XLY. No moving average. Wild. We need to fix that. There's no moving average at all for this. We only have daily information on the XLV. XLV, what do we got here? Healthcare. So the utilities, XLV. So we only have daily for XLV. No 4 hour one. It's not tracked by Dukas copy. But it did look pretty good. Definitely stabilizing. This might be a decent one to jump into. As I said, it's definitely undervalued. So to play this, it's entering our golden triangle. And usually if from 80, whatnot, to 88, we can definitely watch that. So, yeah, it's definitely stabilized. But that might be an interesting one to play. Had a nice run up. Very nice, actually. From April. From 84 to 92. This might be a one to watch for U.S. utilities. Okay. Next one, XLY. Again, we only have daily data. It's what we... Looks like we only have access to XLY. So discretionary, consumer discretionary. This might get clobbered as well. Daily, range bound, nothing too exciting. Nothing too exciting. Boring. Let's see, there's no moving averages, eh? That's bizarre. Have to fix that. Looks like a bug. So we've done the XLY, if I'm not mistaken. That's the consumer. So again, let me repeat, we are able to track the sectors via these kind of snapshot. Okay. Let's go to XOP, the last instrument. Yep, which is okay, XOP. XOP, spider oil and gas. It's outside of regular oil of the Brent. So XOP daily. Ooh, it's starting to come back. Ooh, then I got killed again. I was excited. Yeah, not good. Moving averages are not looking good. Yeah, it's in a steep decline. And even look, the 200 days moved catching up to cross the 20 day. So it's got quite a decline, it looks like. And it just got slaughtered in the last little bit, value-wise. So that's the overall synopsis of equities. Hey all, we're now entering into the Forex asset class. So I just want to remind you all of that there's about 35 of these. This is for demo trading data from a demo account with Dukas Copy. And the thing is, I'll be adding a lot more exotics that would involve the Turkish lira, the Russian ruble, the Thai baht, and whatnot. As I go live, those are more exotics. But we've already sorted this, so our strongest ones are the euro, Hong Kong dollar, euro, Swiss franc, Swedish kroner, euro, Canadian, and the British Canadian in that order, but we'll go in alphabetical order here. So, a few things about the equity versus stock. The two major countries that are not included at all in the coverage for equity is Canada and Australia. No idea why they've not been included with Dukas Copy. But that's something you need to be aware of. So let's go ahead and start looking at this stuff and see what we can find. Okay, first we're going to look at the Australian yen. I'm going to try to whiz through this because it's over 35 and it takes quite the while. Upward trend approaching the resistance. How is our 4 hour? Over trending down. Again, when you see the down, you definitely could do shorting, but because of myself with a micro account, I'm only going long only. I've already talked about that in a my tutorial that I showed you earlier. Okay, let's get out of that. This one I don't like. Plain and simple, negative trend. Australian, New Zealand, the daily. Again, it's just trending down, but what I always forget, this could be a buying potential right here. So let me go back up to the Australian Japanese yen and see what we have in our moving averages here. You can see here that our 50-day is definitely crossed, which means we will continue to go into a downward trend. But looking at the 4 hour, I bet you it's probably saying the same thing. Same idea. Oh, but it looks like it has bottomed out and then boom, it started to decline again since the 50 has crossed over the 20-day moving average. So we were excited for a little bit. Now let's check out the Australian New Zealand. Okay, so here we are again. Let's check out the 4 hour. Again, it's down. Let's see the moving averages. Closely seeing it is kind of range bound, so I wouldn't know if it's something worthwhile looking at. But the Fibonacci, it's priced at the right value, but it's just not quite where I'd want it. Okay, so the Canadian Swiss franc. Let's see here. Close this. So again, buying opportunity right here potentially, and it's going in an uptrend. So this might be something worthwhile. Let's check out the moving averages. We are clearly in a downtrend. What's the signal saying? It's probably saying sell, 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 which it is. Had a little pop there. But the hourly, maybe it. Yeah, see, it's something I wouldn't put a lot of focus on. And the Canadian Hong Kong dollar, anything Hong Kong dollar in the base quote. can be decent. But when you look at the spreadsheet here, what I find interesting is the Canadian dollar is potentially looked upon for base quote where it may start to come back. We'll analyze that as we get to these. And keep that in mind. That's what they were saying on Bloomberg. Okay, the Canadian Hong Kong dollar trend. Even if it does go, it's not a strong momentum at all. It's not a lot of strong momentum. 5.9 to 6.4. See the moves here. 5.5 to 7. Daily moving 4-hour trend. See, it's in the confirm, but it seems to be bouncing around, but going into a long-term trend. And look, danger around the 200 is higher than both of them, so it's not a good sign. I think there's going to be stronger momentum towards downside because of that. Okay, Japanese yen. I think the reverse might be good. Yeah, down, not looking good, won't even touch that. CHF. Flatlining, dude. Just going nowhere. Range bound, range bound, range bound. Downtrend now. Nope. Let's continue along. Euro Australian. I don't know what to say about that one. Euro Australian. But you can see it's starting to tighten up here. Yes, which it is. It's barely higher, the 20-day. Yeah, but actually, if you look carefully, there might be a cross happening with the, like here. So there might be an upswing, so we should watch for that. Let's see where the Fibonacci's are at. Slightly a little too high. Let's see what the signals are saying. Okay, so there is a buy signal. Lots of selling. Oh, there's a buy. Who knows where this could go. But this could be an interesting one. Okay, so going back to our trends, the Euro CAD is one to watch. So let's see what this says. Trend is looking really good. Starting to come back. Let's see what our fibs are saying. Overpriced. Overpriced. Trend line, signal. It is saying buy, 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 but not quite yet. It's just overpriced. And this may be potential, but historically that might have a $1.56 to a $1.60. It might have an upward momentum, but what I'd be concerned about is just it's too overpriced. Okay, so now we are moving to the Euro Swiss franc. Again, nice trend, but it seems to be flatlining a little bit. We'll move here, trending down overall. Had a nice buying opportunity there, but for a signal. So if it does cross up, something to watch, you'll get a okay move, $1.50, 1155 to 1170. Fibonacci, it is just barely in the zone. So this might be a good entry right now. And a nice little bump there. But the problem is if we do get some growth, it's not very much. So why tie up capital for this type of trade when there's better ones? Yeah, it looks okay, but I'm sure there's better ones. Euro, Danish kroner, daily. This looks good. Nice. Let's see what the signals are saying. It's a buy. Trend line. Could be going into a flat line. Had a lot of buy signals, but what's our moving average telling us? So our last move here was a bit 7446 to 7445. Again, that little guy right here, the 200 is just moving up too fast. Euro, British pound. Yeah, maybe hitting a range bound there. How's our Fibonacci? It's starting to come into the zone we want. This could be a potential buying opportunity. But yet again, we are hitting a downtrend and it just keeps getting knocked down. Again, this is one of those pattern situations where we need to look at patterns. This one's a little tough. Okay, the Euro Hong Kong dollar, where's that rank? Yes, this is our top one. Daily trend flatlining. Oh, that's the wrong one. Euro, Hong Kong, dollar. That's a good trend. 4 hour. And seems to be potentially getting into a it's too expensive though. 4 hour, it's quite choppy. You can see this is where the 200 is very close to all of these, and something may tell me it may break and just move it down. And part of that might be, it's just historically on the Fibonacci levels, retracement levels, it's quite expensive. As you can see here, on the same with the daily. So I don't think it will continue to have its buying opportunity will stay in place. So have we looked at this yet? The Swedish one may be an interesting one to look at. Okay, so the Euro, Japanese yen coming off, broke through the resistance, moving averages, definitely entering into some form of downtrend when the 200's crossing even the 50. Yikes. It's starting to come down on the pricing, but there may be some opportunity once you hit this range here at around 125. It's all right, 125 level. The moving average, it's just strong down trend. I think it probably will continue if we look at the 1 hour. Yeah, it's just continually pointing down. Even the signals is more red, definitely. Definitely. It's been a little bit toppy there, but it is definitely quite possibly, if we have patterns, we could see that this is potentially on a downtrend. Okay, Euro note Norwegian. This was traditionally a strong combo a few months back. This was a good one, actually. See, it did have a nice last 100 days, and then boom, it's been clobbered, and it's going into a range bound, quite possibly. Signaling recently is too much. How's their fib levels? It's starting to come back into the zone we'd want. The moving average is tightening, so this is definitely not going to break out, I don't think. Definitely not starting to trend down. More selling. Yeah, see, you have the 200 higher than all three of them. This will continue to go down. Now, Euro New Zealand. That's not a bad trend, but it's coming quite possibly to an end. Still a range bound, but it's bouncing off that resistance to see what's saying. Buying, it's starting to happen. Moving averages, not much movement, not lately. Yeah, passing. You're a Swedish. Ooh, that's a nice move. Oh, that might say it's overvalued. Haha, overvalued. So selling Fibonacci, it's coming down. It may hit our zone that we want. See, it's entering into some downtrend, but the 200 still indicating it's up. Let me see the daily again. Sorry, the daily moving average. It's got a nice trend, but it's starting to come down. See that fib? This is a nice long term. But it has to come down to this level, to 9.9, for me to be really interested in that. Okay. Euro Singapore dollar. Yeah, range bound, slightly uptrend. But again, $1.60. Oh. Won't even look at it. Investigation ends there. Okay, the euro, US dollar was strong a little while back, but it's definitely starting to sag. Yeah, it's not going anywhere. It's just range bound. The signaling's just all over the map with little return. Better places to be. British pound, Australian dollar. It's overvalued. Moving average. But even if it moves, it's not much. Just kind of just going nowhere, to be honest. Had a bit of buying, but let me see the 4-hour Fibonacci. Yeah, it's too overvalued. Moving on. GBP, Japanese yen. Ooh, this may be an opportunity as it's trending up. This could be something of interest. It's down, but here's a general trend, up, down, up, down. But let's see if there is anything to make it worthwhile. So daily has to come down a little more to here, so up 145. Has to keep coming down. So no, we need to see that get killed a little bit. It's definitely got a long-term trend there as a defensive play, maybe. Yeah, it's undervalued, but historically I want to see that come down even further. As I said, down to something in I'd say 142, let's say. But this looks good. Okay, GBP USD. It's got a nice uptrend. Looking good. But beware, the 50-day is definitely higher. So it may start going into a downtrend. In the 4-hour, what does it say? Quite a bit, but it's come out of it. Somewhat in a 4-hour fib. Moving average. Ooh. We don't like to see this. The 200 may pressure the price to go further down, unless, let me just see what's going on here. The 200 has crossed, sorry, the 20 has crossed over the 50, so that might signal buying opportunity. But when you look at this one, from 136 to peak of about 142, and another way to do that is to add 136 plus, I'd say 36 plus, I don't know the exact number, but let's say 3. So if the entry goes from 138 to 141, we may see it peak. Thirty-eight seems to be the magic number here. It's 138, so it has to be about here, but I'm not sure if it will continue on up with the signaling. There's some buying opportunity, but historically we can see that it goes up quite a bit and then it just comes back and it gets killed again. That's a tough one to gauge. But once you start adding target levels from the Fibonacci retracement, that can help using the historical pattern as well. New Zealand and US dollar. There is an uptrend, but it's definitely in a range bound. No, it's come down. Too many sell. But it's these sort of things where you go, huh? It's just downtrend for the 4-hour. Okay, US Canadian. Let's see where this one ranks with a NAFTA deal. I think this one's getting killed. Yeah, it's just in the mediocre. Well, let's check it out. Flatlining. That's because of the NAFTA negotiations, I bet. But they say the Canadian dollar is going to come back. Canadian dollar is going to come back. I don't see it there. 4-hour movement from a buck 23 to a dollar 30. That's fairly strong. You can see here that the the 20-day has broken through, so this could be a buying opportunity. Let's see, Fibonacci stand. Too high. 4 hour Fibonacci. Ah, it's right in the zone we want. So this may be something to actually watch. So if you want me, if it breaks through the 130, say 132, let's say roughly. The 4 hour, let's see what that doesn't show anything. 132, it's hard to know what that is. And signaling, it's looking good. Oops. That might be pretty good to get into. The US dollar Canadian. US dollar Swiss franc. Down, down, down. Might be coming back. Signal is showing that. Slight uptrend. Once again. Really gotta know this coloring. So what's going on here? Yeah, so the red did cross the 50-day, crossed here, here. The moves are very small anyways, so nothing to get all shook up about. US dollar. It's just down. Shorting opportunity for sure. Just evenly split. US Hong Kong dollar might be a decent one. There you go, it's moving up. Fibonacci says it's overpriced though. The 20 is quite a bit higher. This could be something to be interested in. So 4 hour. Let's see the daily Fibonacci. Yeah, it's overpriced there. It's still overpriced. But the moving average looks good. Lots of buying opportunity there. Yeah, something, but it's just overly valued. That's the problem. Looks good though. US Japanese yen. Down, 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 down. Down, but it's bounced off the resistance. Ooh. 4 hour signal. No, too many selling signals there. I don't like the looks of that. Moving average. Yeah, the 200 is much higher than the. Yeah, I don't know. Trending down, which means that the 200 is probably pressuring everything down. Okay, US Mexico. This may be a surprise. It's starting to stabilize, it looks like. Moving average again. Just breaking through. Breaking through here. This may be a nice, interesting bottoming process, but that's the daily. See what's going on at the 4 hour. It's breaking out a little bit. This could be a bottoming process. Quite the mixed bag of buy and sell. Ooh, this is undervalued. This may be something of worth getting into. Definitely, it's undervalued. But that moving average scares me. But you see here, it's been trending down. Yeah, see, the moving average is still declining. It's tight though, the divergence. But this is kind of scary. It'd be an interesting one to watch, where if it does get above 7, I don't know, I'm going to estimate 7.9. If it breaks through that, that might be something worth to jump into. Okay, US note. Norway down, but too many selling down, but it's not going anywhere from 8.2. Yeah, not worth it. US Swedish down. It's doing something there. So it's just breaking through the area you want to be in. This could be a trend, a buying opportunity, but it's just going down long term. Yeah, I'd be staying away from this. It's range bound. It's not much price movement. Now we got the US Singapore. Completely down. One point three two. These moves are really tiny if they do bounce back. Yeah, too many selling there. So now the very last one, the US dollar and South African rand. Just down, getting clobbered. Again, dangerous territory. When you get that 200 higher than the others, then you know it's going to be down there for a while with that kind of momentum. Even the 4 hour more selling, it's worthwhile. Yeah, I wouldn't be doing that one. Some interesting currency pairs, but there you go. We have completed our analysis and probably took well over, who knows, maybe 3 hours. But this just gives you an idea how to do it from a human perspective, but where you need automation to speed it up. Hopefully you enjoyed your time on the overall process, but really, part of what's needed is the patterns. That will really make a difference. Over and out.